scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll Sports Rage, level two. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down. Big men on campus kicking it with us as well. We'll get a couple of soccer picks from big men before we wrap things up with him. Woj has been suspended by ESPN for telling Senator Josh Hawley to F off after Hawley wrote a letter to the National Basketball Association questioning the relationship with China. We'll give you our thoughts on that a little bit later on. Morikawa wins the Workday charity. They're staying in the same neck of the woods, man. They're going to play the memorial now on the same course. They're going to change it up a little bit, but congratulations to all the Morikawa backers out there. Sideline cancer, shock in the basketball world, 22 seed, all the way to the final of the basketball tournament. They're going to be taking on the Marquette Golden Eagle alum team who made it to the final last year. So these guys are going to want it as well. They're playing for $1 million sent by Zelle, if you were unaware. And, you know, there's like buzzwords that we don't want to hear anymore. You know, Dr. Fauci, PPP, COVID, social distance, all that other stuff. But sent by Zelle is something. But I'll give credit to them, though. Brainwashing actually does work. Like anybody that's watched the college basketball alum teams and these pickup teams and street teams in this tournament has heard sent by Zelle. All right, so listen, we got breaking news, man. Rajon Rondo is going to be out for a significant amount of time. They're saying maybe 6 to 8 weeks, if not longer. Significant hand injury in practice on Sunday night inside the bubble for the Los Angeles Lakers. Washington changing their name, the football team. Daniel Snyder said over his dead body before, well, you're still alive. But you're changing a name. Yet Scott Abraham is reporting in Washington there's going to be more than a name change tomorrow announced. And I'm told by a source that it's not good. Get ready, people, says Scott Abraham, who covers the Redskins in Washington. Who knows? Like, what's Snyder going to do? Like, Goodell can't let him do anything. Like what are they going to announce? Yeah, we've changed the name from the Washington Redskins to the D.C. Redskins. Is that the announcement? You're going to punk us all? Yeah. About time we show, we change the name from Washington to D.C. Suck it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage late night. We're kicking it. Great job being done by Yang and the crew here. Five strong innings from our starting pitching tonight. Great play in the field so far this evening. Crisp. And it's a good thing because our bullpen's all hung over. Sheldog reported he's got gin and juice on the breath, Maurice Clarett style. He's in the bullpen back there. Hell, we had a long night last night ourselves. you can imagine like real bullpens too, big man. you know it too, like on somebody's Sunday afternoon games, guys are just in the bullpen sweating out booze thinking, oh God, I hope they don't call me out here tonight. So big man on campus kicking it with us, and we appreciate him. Joyce, man, the show's just flying by. I want to get your couple of takes on things. We'll get to soccer. But, so yeah, Wojnarowski suspended by ESPN. They don't really have a choice, in my opinion. Like, I get it. I'm not going to call him out for suspending him. You can't tell a U.S. senator to F off, even if you want to. You know what I mean? You can if you're whatever, but if you're an ESPN personality, it's going to be a problem. Although, it's amazing, like, the... And I don't want to get into it too much about that, but I like the fake outrage, big man. Tucker Carlson the other night called a woman who lost her legs in the war a coward because she wouldn't go on his show. She's not a coward, bro, because she doesn't want to go on your show. You're a scumbag. That's why she doesn't want to go on your show. He called her a coward. Like, was there any outrage among, like, people? No, right? But, oh, God forbid, Woj tells someone F off. Well, oh, God, end of the world, right? And it's just, that's the thing that gets to me this. But let me just say it. I'll throw it to you, big man. My deal with this is I'm on both all sides here. I can see it. Listen, I was critical of the way the NBA handled the whole Hong Kong thing at the time. I was critical of their players at the time. But at the same point in time, what's this guy doing grandstanding anyways from Missouri? You don't even have an NBA team. You're grandstanding. And, like, aren't you more worried about, like, Russians putting bounties on troops' heads and stuff like that and coronavirus than what the hell the end? Like really? Shouldn't you have better things to do, big man, than be writing the NBA letter about China as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I guess he's trying to, you know, create a buzz as to why, you know, the NBA's. And look, I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, the NBA continues to have this odd hypocrisy that they just won't seem to call China out for any of the just horrible things that are going on. I mean, we all know that, Gabe. You know what's going on there. You know the stuff they do there. You know that they put minorities in concentration camps. You know that they're.
But it's all or nothing, you know, big man. Either everybody calls them out and we don't do business with them or we don't. It's one of these weird dances, right? Like, oh, it's evil.
And you
support it. But at the same point in time, wink, wink, wow, we all know that our economy is dependent on this and they're really our buddies. It's like a game, big man. So, like, people make up their mind one way or the other, right?
Yeah, I think that's kind of where Holly's going. I mean, he's kind of just, you know, it's okay to – you know, talk about social justice, that kind of thing, but, you know, you're not talking about social justice when it affects the bottom line of the NBA. And, you know, look, I mean, this all goes back to the Daryl Morey stuff, you know, when he said free Hong Kong. And, yeah, look, I will say, though, I mean, look, like, Woj can't respond like that. I mean, he knows that. And, look, he has to suspend him. I got to tell you, I mean, Woj is – I mean, Shams Charania is way better with news than Woj is, all due respect to him. But, yeah, look, I mean, this is, as usual, a political thing. And, you know, we're going to see that, and we're going to have more of it until November. And after that, hopefully things will go the right way, and it'll all end for another 4 years. But, yeah, I mean, you got to wonder what Holly's doing and why he cares so much. But, you know, this is a political thing. He wants to know why it's okay for, you know, no one to talk about, you know, certain things, and why the NBA, though, doesn't talk about certain things. So he's just trying to out the NBA.
Yeah, and listen, he's grandstanding, and he's a big rising star for 2024, that guy. He's staking his claim now. Like, you know what I mean? You're going to see more of this,
yeah.
Or getting out there and, you know, these sort of issues, hot-button issues. And listen, he thinks everybody is, like, soft. Like, this guy's to the right of most, right? So, he, you know.
But, this also shows, like, the continued carrying the water that ESPN does for the NBA. I mean, they continue to push this. You know, and we know what ESPN is. They, you know, if a player came out and said he supported a Republican, I mean, he would get lambasted by ESPN. I mean, we know what ESPN does. They're a pretty liberal, you know, TV station, and they kind of carry the water for the NBA. And I think he also, you know, obviously Woj's connection to ESPN working for them. It's just a continued hypocrisy of them not calling out the NBA and the NBA not calling out China and the continued doing business with it. So it's, you know, I don't hate it. I mean, it's definitely something that we all know is going on, and it is kind of hypocritical.
But why is the NBA different than any other American business that does business with China daily? Like, why is it suddenly,
NBA, you're right.
Like, what about everyone else? What about everyone else? Donald Trump's ties are made in China. His MAGA hats are made in China. I'm saying, like, why the NBA? I totally get it. I agree. Listen, I ripped the NBA at the time. I said, you guys are cowards. Like, the players, and same thing. They want everyone to be social justice warriors now. But at the time then, I remember they asked Westbrook and Harden something, and he pretended the mic didn't work. I can't hear you, he said. And then the reporter asked loudly, and he goes, I can't hear you. I said, I'm not answering you. LeBron actually said at the time when this China stuff broke earlier in the year, why do you guys have to ask me about everything? That's what he said. Say, why do I have to have an opinion on everything?
I mean, LeBron. Yeah, I mean, he's another one. LeBron's another one. I saw he tweeted Free Woj today. You know, he's another one that just will not come out and talk about, you know, and it's, as you said, I mean, everyone's hypocritical. Everything about politics is hypocritical, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't like talking about it. I just want to throw it out there. It's in the, you know, Woj is in the news.
Shams is coming on.
Shams is coming on right now. He's been doing a nice Sharm Charney or whatever. He's been doing a nice job. Woj, though, Woj is the guy, right? Woj is, like, extreme. Like, that's why ESPN can't fire him. Because Woj is, like, Woj has a lot of connections and sources. The players like him. I don't think the players like Charney, but Charney is still getting stories. I'll definitely give him credit for that. So I don't know what the hell people are talking about, that Snyder's going to shock everyone more and piss everyone off. Like, I don't know. Could Goodell even allow this to happen? But I'm seeing conflicting reports, big man, about... We know they're retiring the name tomorrow. That's a fact. Like, that's done. They're changing their name. But I've seen conflicting reports about they're announcing the name tomorrow and they're not announcing the name tomorrow, big man. I've seen, like, many stories, like, different. That, yeah, they're retiring and they have a new name. And other people are like, no, they're not announcing a new name tomorrow. They're just having a press conference saying that they're retiring the last name. What do you think? I don't think they're announcing a name anymore. I'd be surprised if they do. I think they have this conference and then they have another one in a week or two, you know? They got it like half.
We still seem to forget. But we still seem to forget that Daniel Snyder defiantly for years would not change the name. I mean, he was the only one. I will not change it. And we had to go to crazy lengths and go through sad, crazy times in this country for him to actually admit that, yep, maybe we should change it now. I mean, don't forget, remember this, Gabe. Always remember Daniel Snyder defiantly had no interest in ever changing his name. It was only until terrible things happened where he said, you know what, now I'll change it. It's pathetic. I know I can't say certain words on this thing, so I won't, but shame on him.
It would be for the best if he sold the team, bro. Like, honestly, I think the best thing that could happen, the best way is change the name, sell the team. Like, he should announce, listen, I'm selling the team, you know, and go out defiantly. You know, be honest about it. I didn't want to change the name. I don't want to change the name. Screw you. I'm selling the team. Good luck with it. And walk out. Drop the mic and walk out if that's what he wants. Because you're right. Now you know.
People,
like,
would be happy.
You know, yeah, well, and you'd set Redskin fans free because you could change the name of the team. But as long as this guy owns the team, it's still going to be the same team, right? It's still going to be the same team. All right, we got some soccer picks on the other side. We'll let Big Man go after a couple of picks, game time decisions tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage late night. I am RNC. Throwing it down, Big Man on Campus. You can follow him on Twitter at Big Man on Campus, at Jeff Nadeau. It was his birthday late Friday, Saturday. Joined us. How was the birthday weekend, Big Man, when it was all said and done?
It was nice. I had a nice, little get-together with my family, a couple of my friends. It was nice. No, it's my parents have a beautiful property and, pool and stuff. So, yeah, it was nice. You know, it's... It's good to have a summer birthday, and now I'm 31, and we get ready for hopefully some positive things coming up. You know, you just wait for when is it going to be where we just something good happens, and look, Trump wore a mask yesterday, thank God, so maybe that'll change some things. But just keep praying that things change, and we get some normalcy back here soon.
Yeah, I hope so as well. Although I think the next couple of years are just going to be sort of historic as well, continuing.
It's going to be a fun couple of months here to the end of the year.
Oh boy, yeah, it's just you're right. It's annoying. You just want to live sort of like you want to get a sense of normalcy back. Although one thing we can't say for us in the sports world, at least, big man, there is. Look, we're crying about MLS soccer. We got basketball being played. The NBA is around the corner right now. Football is a whole other story, though, guys. That's what's really going to anger people. Like, that'll be, like, really depressing to America if the National Football League is unable to play.
Still confident, Gabe. The NFL is so big that I think just with the money behind these teams, I'm still confident the NFL will be okay. College, yeah, that's going to be tough. But I think college basketball, I think, could have some positives. There's a lot less players in college basketball than there are in college football. So, yeah, you know, let's hope. You know, let's think for the best. I think NFL will be okay, though. I really do.
I think NFL, listen, they're going to try. The owners just don't care, right? The owners aren't going to be at the games. The owners are going to make people sign waivers. So they won't care if somebody dies. Like, it won't bother them. I think they will play, but I think a lot of players won't. You know what I mean? It'll be a situation where, like, a lot of players will sit out in the NFL. But they'll play. Like, they'll just say, I'm not playing. Don't pay me, but I won't play. Like, look, like the lineman, the tackle on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know he didn't make it official, but he basically stated he's not playing. And he's like their best lineman. It's amazing. You get Tom Brady in there, and they already had a kind of a shaky old line. And he, dude, we talked about it. You know, he's 340 pounds. He's got like different conditions, and he said it's not worth it for me or my family to do this. He said I just don't see like the risk reward isn't worth it. And Stephon Diggs,
I just remember
he didn't say no, but he said same thing. He said I'm not comfortable. J.J. Watt, no, he has a big TV career ahead of him, Mr. TV. Right. So J.J. Watt's not going to play. Not that whatever. But there'll be a lot of you'll see, big man. There'll be a lot of offensive linemen that won't play, you know, like wide receivers and guys, younger guys, they'll play. And, I don't think Beckham's going to tap out or anything. Odell Beckham. But a lot of linemen, D linemen and O linemen. I think it's going to be a problem. I really do, big man. O line is already a problem. You get a couple of guys hurt, you're in trouble. It's not like O line is there's a premium. There's not a lot of good O linemen out there. You lose a couple of more, like they're big men. They can't afford to get it. Like they can't afford to get it. It's not worth the risk to them. I totally understand. You're going to see it, big men.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, I guess I'll just think back. I remember when Blake Snell said, there's no way I'm playing. It's not happening. And, you know, he's there and everyone just seems to get in line. But,
well,
yeah,
Blake
I guess we'll
Snell,
see. I mean,
Blake
like
Snell
I said,
I'm not playing unless I get paid. And he's getting paid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
hopefully
he said, I'm not
accepting
that.
Hopefully the NFL treats this as a huge thing and they prepare. And look, Gabe, they literally knock on players' doors and drug test them. I'm sure they can be prepared for this. Hopefully, at least.
They're not. I'm just telling you now, they're not. Like they don't have any plan. Their plan is don't let players exchange jerseys. Because all right, that's gonna change everything. Yeah, now it's safe. Oh, now it's okay. Oh, now it's safe. Yeah.
Well, that would really suck if the season starts and Stephon Diggs just doesn't play. That'd be real Buffalo Bills, wouldn't it? That'd be rough.
I'm also a Dodger fan. We traded all this for Mookie Betts. We got him for 60 games. He's a free agent.
Yeah. No David Price.
He's a free. Yeah, I know. Price says no. Like, imagine. Like, imagine, like, if, like, it is 2020, bro. 2020, it is. And I'll tell you, the Bills have a pretty good team, too. We need Diggs. Like, Diggs is a part of this.
He's huge and for them. Yeah.
Speaking of Buffalo, actually, it looks like the Toronto Blue Jays are going to play at Buffalo. Or at least because they can't play in Toronto. You believe that, big man? They can't play in Toronto. They're getting punished because of the loser American teams that are coming into Canada. You know what I mean? Like, that's like,
you gotta love
that.
Canada, man.
I know, like, they do everything right, big man, right? The Blue Jays, Canada's everything right, and they tell the Blue Jays, they're like, listen, yeah, you guys can play here, but the problem is every time an American team came in, they would have to quarantine, and they can't do that, so it means you guys can't play here. So now these poor bad, then they were like, well, you're gonna play in Florida. They were gonna play in Florida where their spring training is. And I guess the Blue Jay players basically had a little vote and told the organization, there's no way in hell we're moving to Florida, right? So now they're scrambling for Buffalo. because that's the AAA team is Buffalo. The Blue Jays could take over that stadium and stuff. Buffalo's close to Toronto, too. So, yeah, it looks like the Jays going to be in Buffalo this year, big man. You know what they say about Canada,
big
man?
What a wild year.
People always joke about that, yeah. That Canada, like, you know, is above the United States right on the map. It's like Canada is like lives above a meth lab. Like, that's like the big joke. You know what I mean? It's like, below our neighbors are crazy below us, man. They got a meth lab. They might blow things up any moment. But other than that, it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely – it's amazing how you look at Canada and you wonder why they have been so successful, because you even look at now, I mean, they're standing pat. You know, we're not gonna just cave and let teams come in here freely and let them move around. I mean, you got to really respect Canada. I have a newfound respect for what they've been able to do. It's pretty impressive that so close, so like you said, just on top of the U.S., and they've killed it. So good for them.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
Fully, but yeah. And you listen, we went out last night, and it's just common things. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they ask for your phone number when they don't let you in. You got your phone number, name and everything, yeah, in case there's an outbreak. You know how that would work, bro. You know how that would work in so many places. I'm not giving you my number. F off. Oh, it's unconstitutional. Oh, no. Like, people won't even wear a mask, bro. Like, they're not going to give you their phone. Like, you know what I mean? Here, I'm like, I don't care. She basically said, if you don't, you can't come in. So it's like, well, all right, whatever. What do I care?
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's get into the games before we get you out of here, big man. Time always flies when we're on. What about that EPL game? Because I know the MLS is pissing you off right now.
Yeah, I'm actually looking tomorrow. We got Serie A tomorrow. I'm looking at Inter and over 2.5 goals. I think this is a great play. Torino has been really poor since we've come back here, since the restart. They've been bad all year, but they kind of play an attacking style now. They're going forward. Should be a pretty open game. Wouldn't be surprised if they get a goal, but I don't see them winning this match. Inter Milan, you know, continues to have struggles defending, but they're a better side. I mean, they have a really solid group going forward. Plenty of big names in this team. I mean, it's sad that they're not a better side, because they have some big names in this team. But this just seems like a 3-1 type of match to me. Inter's better. Torino doesn't offer much. They're just kind of a mid to lower table team at this point. Wouldn't be surprising if they get a goal here, add to the score sheet. But I think this is at worst 2-1. I'll go 3-1 Inter. So I'll go Inter and over 2.5 minus 120. Tuesday, I also like Atalanta minus 1.5 against Brescia. Brescia are shocking. They're going down. They're going back to Serie B very quickly here. They've given up 64 goals in the season. This screams to me 4 or 5-0. Atalanta has a lot of big-time wins this year, 7-2, 6-0, wins like that. I wouldn't be surprised if they put a crooked number up here. Inter Milan, who is, you know, good, but they're not Atalanta. They put 6 by Brescia. Brescia's a bad side. They don't belong in this league. Atalanta at home, lay the goals here. I think they win pretty easily. But tomorrow, I like Inter and over 2.5. As far as Premier League, tough league. I mean, it really has been since the restart. You had a crazy result today. Bournemouth won 4-1. I mean, just random games. I wouldn't step in front of Man United, but to lay 360, yeah, I'm good on that.
And the MLS tomorrow, we got once again, and even the books are confused now about, like, the TFC game, but they are playing at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. TFC are like plus 100 against DC United. Like, big man stated, you can't really cap this. You're rolling the dice. You don't know who's going to show up. But the games should get a little more entertaining. Tomorrow night, we have LAFC and the Houston Dynamo. LAFC are minus 160, Dynamo plus 310, draw plus 320. And we have both LA teams. The LA Galaxy are in action. A nightcap tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern. So that's going to be nice. We're starting to get back to a sense of normalcy with some late night sports. LA Galaxy and the Portland Timbers. Galaxy plus 140, draw plus 260, and Timbers plus 150. I don't know about taking the under in the LAFC game, but I'm taking the under in a TFC game early in the morning, though. I'm not fighting it. I don't think there'll be 3 goals in a TFC game.
Yeah, the LAFC game, you actually can get under 3.5 at -135. That could be a little high here. I mean, keep in mind, no Vela for LAFC. It's a new front line with that group. You know, maybe they have a little bit of some growing pains early going forward. You know, the Dynamo are excited for this. They're in the group of death. They're ready for this game. I think 3.5 could be a little tough. I'm also not really sure on the other games either. Maybe I'll take a shot with the Galaxy. I don't know. But I'm looking under 3.5 LAFC.
Big man. Fish, great stuff, big man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it. Who's dealing?
Right, please.
Who's in?
Because you're bad gamblers. Great line from the movie, Two for the Money. No, that's not Two for the Money. It's a Battle of the Sexes. Battle of the Sexes. Battle of the Sexes with Steve Carroll, the Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King story. Great movie, actually. It's a movie like, you know, when you saw the ad, you sort of thought it was sort of like Billie Jean King and, you know, it was more of a tennis thing, but it wasn't a comedy, but it kind of is. Like, it is a comedy. Like, Steve Carroll is really funny. But the actress that does, I always forget her name, but the actress that does Billie Jean King is really good in it, too. And it's like, even Billie Jean King said, like, God, is it realistic? Like, it's not one of, like, no, you know what I mean? Like, when they recreate things, like, they did it to a T, man. It was crazy how accurate everything was. But I never really knew Bobby Riggs, the tennis player. No, we'll just quickly throw. We'll go to the phone lines, 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. But, so yeah, Bobby Riggs is a tennis player, and he won Wimbledon, but he wasn't like a star. Like, he was good, but you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't like, you know, like Federer. He didn't win like 38 times or anything like that, but I think he won. Like, he won the Wimbledon Junior. I think he won the real Wimbledon. Like, he won. You know what I mean? He won a few major Grand Slams and stuff. And, but he was like a raving sexist, chauvinist. And of course, he famously played Billie Jean King. And she beat him. Now, some people said that he bet against himself. So that's what I didn't really realize. And he didn't. He didn't bet against himself. She was better. He was old and stuff. You know what I mean? She would have beaten him anyways. Like, they actually became friends after everything. But what I didn't really realize is what a degenerate gambler Bobby Riggs was in real life. And that's the scene. Like, he actually, in real life, his wife told him. Because he won, like, Wimbledon and stuff like that, but he was always broke. And his wife was like, listen, you're a degenerate gambler. His wife was rich, but, like, you know, he wasn't. And he's like, you know, she's like, you're a degenerate gambler. She goes, if you don't go, like, get a problem, you know, seek treatment. Seek treatment for your gambling, I'm going to leave you and stuff. So he goes to Gamblers Anonymous, but at the Gamblers Anonymous meeting, he gets into it. He's like, why should we give up the one thing, do what we love? He goes, we all love to gamble. Why should we give it up? It's a great speech for gamblers, actually. Why should we give up the one thing that we love? Gambling. And then he goes on, and it's just a great, and the guy, like, leading the Gamblers Anonymous meeting is like, Bobby, like, shut up, Bobby. Like, Bobby Riggs is going, he goes, we don't need to stop gambling. Like, that's like the beginning of the speech. We'll get the whole clip for you moving forward. He goes, we don't have to stop gambling. He goes, we need to stop losing. Like, it was a great speech. He's like, gambling's not the problem. He's like, bad gambling is the problem. He goes, we just need to become better gamblers. in and he busts out a deck of cards. He's like, who's dealing? Who's in? it's a great, like I said, I don't recommend a lot of movies. I could give you my list if you want recommendations, but I will recommend this movie. Like I said, if you're into tennis, it's a good movie. If you're a sports gambler, a degenerate gambler, then it's a really good movie. So I don't know, it's like you're two for three. And there's naked chicks making out with each other in the movie. You get the Billie Jean King love angle. All right, let's bring in Big Card Julio. Speaking of gambling, there's we don't call him Big Card Julio for nothing. And we got a bunch of sports actually. You know, we got the basketball tournaments back. MLS three games, guys. And even though the schedules don't really show it, but TFC are playing DC United at 9 a.m. Eastern time. 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And then we got two MLS games tomorrow night. We got a Serie A game, as Big Man talked about. We got the EPL game. And I'll just quickly say that I've been blindly betting on every Italian game to go over the number. Pretty much like every game. And some of them I miss. I'm like, God damn, I didn't know they were playing. But I'm going to bet it before I go to bed tonight, so I'm not going to miss out on it. But if you're just blindly betting overs in the Italian league, yeah, you can buy yourself a lot of pasta right now, Big Card Julio, because, man, those games go over the number. What's up, Big Card Julio, Chicago?
You could probably upgrade to one of those prime Italian joints the way the overs are hitting
Ferrari.
In Serie A.
Buy a Ferrari. Forget about pasta. You could buy a real... Could buy a villa in Italy at this
Absolutely.
Rate.
Absolutely.
I wish I could. I was putting more on it, but it really is amazing, Julio. And like they don't really adjust too much. It's 2.5, but it's still kind of normal numbers. Where because I remember like 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, I knew they were high scoring, but I think it was Big Man brought it up and he said, man. And I saw people on Twitter. They're like, wow, it's like 13-1 or something. The last 14, Italian matches have gone over, and. I was like, wow, man, I don't want to mush this. And I know I'm jumping into the party late, Julio. You know what I mean? But I'm like, all right, next time. Like last Sunday, man, I missed out today. Last Sunday, I did it. There were like 6 Serie A games. I bet 5 overs. I went 4-1. Or I went 5-1. Like yep. I didn't even remember the game. I think it was Brescia. I don't even remember who it was. It was like a day yesterday or 2 days ago. There was an Italian game. I was like, oh, Italy's playing. I didn't cap it. I just looked at the over, take the over. I look back 2 hours later, it won. Like, these games go over, bro. I'm taking the over in that game.
Yeah, and Serie A is like the German Bundesliga right now. It used to be known as a defensive league, but right now it's been free-flowing, high-scoring, and that may translate well when it comes to Euro 2021 and the Italian national team, the way they've been scoring goals over the last year. Round 32 is the current round we're in Serie A, and already 6 over 2.5. So, as you mentioned, Gabe, just blindly bet it, and you'll find yourself on the positive end more times than not. I'm going to take over 2.5 Inter Milan.
In the MLS, betting in the MLS unders, I don't know how many games there's been now in the MLS since we've been back. What, like 6, 5, 6, whatever the hell it's been. I don't know. Like how many have gone over? 2? I think off the top of my head, the first game, Orlando and Miami went over in the 97th or 98th minute. And today a game went over in the 97th or 98th minute. I'm not so sure another game in this MLS's back has gone over.
4 overs thus far, over 2.5 in MLS's back. So the unders have been the play. So I'm going to do over 2.5 Inter Milan Torino at -186. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to do first half draw and then under 2.5 in TFC, DC United. But how about this game? We talk about folks not adjusting to the numbers. The National Women's Soccer League, they've got their tournament going on in Utah. After a 3-0 start to the over 2.5, the under is on an 11-0 run, 11-3 under 2.5. The books haven't adjusted. -137 for the first match tomorrow morning, under 2.5. OL Reign against Portland Thorns, and then under 2.5 in Sky Blue against North Carolina Courage is +132. I'm going to do an under 3.5 parlay between the two again. NWSL under 2.5, an 11-0 run. It's 11-3 since their season has started, and the books haven't adjusted the price. So just blindly bet the under 2.5 in that league as well, and you'll find yourself doing well. I'll be quick with the rest of my plays. Both teams to score in both LAFC, Houston Dynamo, both teams to score LA Galaxy and Portland Timbers. I like Man United in over 2.5 minus 136. And I'm also going to look at the goal score market that did pretty well in the Man City matchup. I'm going to do this with United as well. Give me Bruno Fernandes, the Portuguese sensation. He's been on fire for United. Bruno Fernandes, anytime goal score at plus 123. And if anyone's going to score for Southampton, I think it's going to be Danny Ainge. Danny Ange, anytime goal scorer.
He plays all sports.
Not a basketball player.
Basketball, baseball, Blue Jays, anytime, Celtics, everything.
Anytime goal scorer plus 240 for Southampton. Both teams to score minus 162, Villarreal, Real Sociedad. Real Madrid minus 1 against Granada. And then a Real Madrid Man United parlay minus 121.
Big Card Julio in the house, the voice of Chicago State repping here this evening. Julio, may the winners be yours. I like, thanks, great info as far as the women's stuff. I've cashed a couple of these unders, but I didn't realize that it was, wow, it was that many in a row. So to recap, 11-0 unders in the women's soccer league tomorrow. So we'll continue that as we were talking about with Big Man. So unders in the women's league. Over in the Italian league is over all the time in the Italian league, and MLS has been playing to the unders, guys. Yet tomorrow night we could have some more goals with the LA teams stepping up and in, but still it's hard for me to bet overs. But Julio, you the man, and it's always a pleasure. Thanks for checking in the late night hours. Anytime, Julio.
Yeah, take care. God bless everyone. Take care now.
Big Card Julio. Big Card Julio. Funny, we were just talking about Bobby Riggs and Gamblers Anonymous. Remember a couple of years ago, me and Cam tried to have an intervention with Julio. I said, Julio, we need an intervention. You're playing too many games. And, he didn't listen. And like Bobby Riggs says. Like Bobby Riggs says, why should we change what he loves doing?
No, Julio did listen. I think he came up and had a small card, I think, a couple times after that, that you had that intervention with him, buddy.
It didn't last long. It didn't last long. Well, people revert back to their habits.
He probably won them bets.
Big Card Julio lives up. You got to get a tattoo almost. Big Card Julio. We got to make T-shirts. Big Card. All right, great job done by Yank back in Midtown Manhattan. After being in Iowa and Florida, he's doing a great job. Now he's back on his home. Now he's back at Yankee Stadium. Oh, you're still in Florida right now. I can't keep up.
I'm still in Florida. I'll be catching my flight tomorrow in the morning. Hopefully, I'll be in the air, though. I think we're going to have a Zoom call tomorrow. So I'll probably be in the air. So I got Wi-Fi. So see how that works.
All right. As great of a job as you're doing, I'm really not interested in your Zoom call situation. But great job this evening. All right, great stuff from Big Card Julio. I like that information. Checking in here with the 11-0 run here in the under with the women's soccer. So listen, TFC guys and DC United. I know that the last time they played routinely and a regular whatever that they scored a bunch of goals. It doesn't matter. Like, you're seeing this MLS tournament. Teams haven't played in 120-plus days. Now, TFC and DC United have warmed up and gotten ready to play twice. All right? They were supposed to play on Wednesday. They were supposed to play this morning. Now, again, they're supposed to play at 9 in the morning again. Like, how are they going to react to this? You know, TFC are the better team, and I think TFC are going to win the tournament. I throw it out there, 14-1. TFC wins this tournament, in my opinion. Sports Rage, late night. I'm back with a couple of picks to wrap things up. 2-minute warning, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Last time PFC and DC United played, there were 6 goals. It was a 5-1 Reds win, 5-1 TFC. So I think TFC, listen, these games, you can't really handicap them. You know, big man on campus, and thanks to big man on campus for joining us early in the program, but you can't really handicap these matches in a sense. You can look at the lineups, you can look at the roster and stuff. But as far as what's going to happen, you don't know. Listen, the MLS is a random sport to bet on in the first place. It is. And, you know, you look at the results. So even before the pandemic, you look at the results. So look at, like, TFC. TFC went 2-2 road draw against San Jose Earthquakes. And then they played a 1-0 game against NYFC. Like, you know, over, under. Like, the MLS is really all over the place. Like, it is. It's a tricky league to bet on in the best of times. Now, if teams haven't played in over 120 days plus days, and now, especially now, you got DC United and TFC that have been ready to go twice already and had to shut it down. Now they're playing in an early morning spot. These early morning games seem to go under the number as well. I don't know. It just seems to me that it's going to be conducive to that. TFC is a good club, though, guys. They have a good lineup. They have cohesive. That's one thing I would take a look at moving forward. A lot of these teams, like, you know, they have new dudes or they lost dudes. That was Montreal's problem. Evidently, with El Piatti, he really did expose them. And your TFC have a lot of cohesiveness, you know, with their coaching staff, with Bradley, with Altidore. You bring Piatti in now. I think TFC are going to win this tournament. They're 14-1. That's my future pick. That's my future pick. So, like I said earlier, how many of these games have gone over? Not a lot of them. 2 of them. Oh, Columbus. My bad. Columbus over Cincinnati. Yeah, Cincinnati had some problems there. 4-0. Oh, that was when we were watching the UFC. All right, so our picks, early morning picks. TFC to get it done, plus 100. We're going to go under the 2.5. And Julio mentioned something. I like these alternate under props. So basically the total is 2.5, so we'll take it to 3.5, and then with another 3.5 as well. But the game's going to go under 2.5 as well. TFC plus 100, under 2.5, over in the Italian game. Other than that, you're on your own. Later. Welcome to